few of it. Okay, then the robot, he said... Jumping radio thingies. Coffee maker.
So, isn't your other robot going to be all jealous when he comes back?
My other robot is.
And it was stolen.
What, is it still stolen? Or
it's still stolen. You've been fine. You'll see it later. It'll come back.
You have the same skin. And you'll be jealous.
That's pretty good. I should do that.
It's always been sentient. It just didn't let on.
Just didn't know it.
One, two, three.
Oh, so absent-mindedness was a plea for recognition.
So I just reduced it to walk, check up to 20. Sure. So you took out three things. Which is possible, because you got like a bunch of bank points. So you have... Well, so you have 9 for your wall. Mm-hmm. And you have 9 banks. So you could get an 18. So the 18 versus 20, which is one shift. So you normally need a 13, and then you need one more shift to get... Alright, so 15. See, 15 more.
Still too much.
Hey, you rolled a 20. That one time you needed to roll. Well,
something else. Double zeros. And I had unluck time. So anything happened.
Yeah, so that's not going to change enough to allow hero points when you're doing the whole thing.
Okay, so we'll switch back to the original.
No, I mean, you can use your bank points.
Oh, the good? But you can still raise your wealth, right?
You can raise your wealth like normal. Right. So you can raise your wealth, like, you know, spend 20, 30 points. But you can't, like, raise it like you could a normal ability when you make your roll.
You can't push it.
Right. Yeah, mostly because, you know, you get 5 points for a bank roll. Bank points, which is, you know, 6 hero points. And
I didn't need to.
No. Because I use your unlock,
right,
until you decide not to use it here for.
I'll probably have to take out the radio things too.
Well, you can do it at the end of the night.
Okay.
So you'll have, like, you know, 3 more back points if you roll 11. So that would get you up to 50-50. Well, 1 more point would get you up to, you would need a 12. And 3 more points, and I guess you would need, like, a 7 or something. Well, 9, actually. 9. Or are you going to make it even more modular?
I'm going to make the brain now. I'll put it in a body later.
Brain. Make the brain.
Brain in a box.
In a liquid jar.
The brain.
It's real brain. Or the fallen heroes. Someone you have to die.
That's true. I was going to let you be a robot. No thanks. Not for you. Oh, Dr. Joe. Well, I'm not worried. I'm at the, you know, theme park. It's called in sick.
Oh, I'm so sick.
Okay. It's actually Saturday, right? You're not opening your weekend, so I'm okay.
Yeah, grand opening is on Saturday. So grand opening, so there is a, they're going to do a, which might interest you, a battling water robot. This being water world. So you might be interested in that.
Water robot.
Who
would be interested in that?
It's my robot. Water world.
Yeah, too tough for Donald.
Probably. I can only do something so much in a week. I can only do so much in a week. There's only so much preparation I can do.
So I'll go talk to management about the, you know, the animals.
Okay.
And they convinced me easily that I have no idea what's going on.
Of course the animals are happy. They live, you know, they're free from danger. They get all the food they want.
That makes sense.
Health care.
True.
And for the most part, no, I guess not. And usually they live almost as long as they would in the wild.
Almost.
Well, who knows how long they live in the wild? I mean, they are in the wild. Not like you can look at them.
Let me go check out the animals, make sure they're happy. I would talk to some of them. Special powers, you know? Special powers.
You had Elgato, you could talk to
him. That's true.
30 seconds at a time. Long enough to find out they're happy.
Of all the times we meet Aquaman.
Aquaman?
Aquaman, I'll do.
This is why they lug him around all the time.
Just in case
somebody goes to talk to him.
Yep.
So do they look happy?
Once you throw an animal to the water, it's a secret trick. make a roll.
18?
Wow.
For sure.
We're all being defeated.
Yeah, well,
18.
I roll 8.
They all actually do look happy.
They do look happy?
Even the bipolar penguins.
Wow. Okay. Well, if I see the woman, yeah, I'll tell her they look happy.
Mm-hmm.
Did my part, I say.
No, right.
You tell her you talked to them.
I did. I'll keep that. 6. It's double.
Alright, I guess it is.
Hey.
Still thought of anything?
I'm still thinking.
You could just, you know, confront them.
True, I could. It's worth a shot. Just go beat him.
If you can't think of anything else.
Yeah, I'll just go confront him with all the circumstantial evidence and see what he says.
So where do you confront him?
Those are
where?
Enter.
So you can do it at the... when he's visiting Christine or at his, you know, mechanic shop?
No, I'll do it at the mechanic
shop. Or you could, you know, run him off the road.
Nah, run him off the road. Do that.
In a desolate place?
I'll try at his apartment, which I haven't seen yet.
Well, actually, before you do that.
Oh,
okay, you go to this part. Oh, what?
I'll see if I can get fingerprints from the other three to have the police check against the thing.
Thing?
Guess would be that they're Christine's, but if they're not,
roll.
That would throw a monkey in the net.
Roll and see if you can convince them.
I could probably do it surreptitiously.
Oh, that's true. So go ahead and roll and see if you can do it surreptitiously. Here, have a glass of water. No, I need to get it.
13.
Alright, so you get fingerprints. without telling them.
Right.
Take them to the police station. They match. So the fingerprints on the box match Andre.
Match who?
Fuck!
Match who?
The old man.
Okay, well, it could still be the same thing, but I'll go talk to Andre first.
Okay.
Andre, giant.
I'll confront him.
So you're accusing him?
Of at least knowing what the box is.
You lied to
but
me.
I do not know what the box is. I do not remember. Anything else?
Your fingerprints were all over it.
How could that be? Have you ever been to Raul's apartment?
Why? He did invite me once. And you're right, he did show me a bar. But, being not an uncounted guy, I could not help him.
What do you mean he showed you a box?
No, it was a... Now that I recall, it was a box that you described. It was just a... But an empty housing back then.
So, what was he showing it to you for?
Oh, he wanted my advice. He thought that I had some mechanical expertise.
Why would he think that?
I do not know. I've never...
This was before...
Why is he French?
I don't know. He's Italian. This was
before...
this is before you started arguing with him, or...
After.
So why did you go?
I thought perhaps... If we were more friendly, I could convince him that... You know, he was just leading Christine down the wrong path.
Sure. Okay. Well, and Raul had said that he knew nothing about the box, and Christine was wrong when she said that she saw one like it at his place. That's what he said earlier.
At his... Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Well, that's just one more piece of circumstantial evidence to go confront him with.
So you're driving to Pearl's?
Awesome.
I see him driving the other way.
You seem to drive the other way.
Nope, I'll turn around and follow him.
He goes over to a... up the mountain a bit.
Okay.
Stops at a lookout point.
Okay.
Gets out of the car. Looks. You stop. Slow down.
I'll go by and find some place where I can stop and
okay.
Spy on him.
Just seems to be just watching.
Okay.
The city or whatever. Yeah, the city. Nice view of the city. I didn't see.
Something's going to...
Not the park in particular?
No, not the park in particular.
Okay.
Any moment now, something's going to go boom.
Well, I'm trying to get this dramatically right done right, so nothing happens yet.
After about 5 hours.
Okay, he's just standing there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'll, what's up the road here? Anything?
Goes up to the, so the top of this hill is a radar station.
Radar station.
But there's also lots of lookout points, so people that come up here, they're welcome.
Okay. Take pictures. Yeah, I must have my camera in my car.
Probably.
So, I'll get it and I'll go stop at this little lookout point and go, you know, like I'm going to go take pictures and go, oh, hey, look, what are you doing here? That always works.
Yeah, always. Just wandering by.
Oh, that's right.
Nice meeting you here.
Nice meeting you here.
I wanted to talk to you anyway.
Yes.
So I tell him about the box and the fingerprints and, you know, the whole story with him being at the Shark Tank already and, you know, showing up at the park and having all that time unaccounted for and blah, blah, blah. It was you all along.
Thank you.
Yes, it was. Oh, actually, he's taking off his jacket.
Uh-oh.
Wearing a tuxedo underneath.
Penguin.
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, they call me Tuxedo. Wait a minute.
His name wasn't Raoul Pennyworth.
No, you will have to die.
Great.
So he attacks you.
With what?
Spare hands.
Okay.
Versus. Daddy.
Great.
Can't believe your super idea is now. Gonna have to like trip him or something and then go out in the tree and then come out the other side. Ghost girl.
Actually, yeah, he has to. Because a couple of things have to be done by the person. So he has to at least that far.
Oh, what's this?
Nemesis.
Super villain! He's super villain. So, make an initial roll. Is he just some kind of girl?
43.
Okay, he goes first. He actually has to undisperse fully.
He can't partially.
And then he attacks.
He sucks.
So, well, you're not dispersed right now, so you could probably do. Actually, let me do this.
You blow your ID. You have to kill him.
So you're using your martial arts for. So you have to decide what you're going to use for this round.
Right. Defense, I guess.
So you increase your defense a bit?
Yeah.
Okay, so he misses. Throw out the punch, misses. What do you do?
Okay. Try to hit him back. Is he still solid or not?
He is solid.
Okay. Try to hit him.
Okay.
Try to slap him. Right.
Probably can't do him any damage, but...
Oh, yes. Cool.
It's going to dex a 4.
Dex a 4? You take him out.
Just a normal person with a special suit.
19.
Finally, a good roll.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4 column shifts.
Got a body of 4. Well, he's got some 0 points. He might be able to stop it in the damage.
1, 2, 4. So I do 5 points.
No, you can stop those. Nice shot for a girl. Okay. Finish it. You go first. He's going to dex it too.
He's still solid. I hit him again.
Take him out. Take him out.
And, oh, he's got a dex of 2 now. So,
yeah, no polishes.
That's what you love.
Yeah.
That's what you love. That's what you love, right?
Right. So, and he's got a body of
4.
4. So... I do 1 point.
Okay. Also.
Cool.
Oh. Now he tried to punch you. That's mean. You're still using defense?
Uh-huh.
Actually pretty hard to hit you. So he is 15. God. You have, because you have the 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while. But he just sprints at the end of the round.
Okay. I'll make him really hard to hit.
Yep, initiative. You go first.
You can wait for him to...
Yeah, I guess I wait for him to solidify and then hit him.
Okay. He's got a dex of 8.
18. Double
9. Double 4s.
26.
26. And 19.
45.
God.
45. Okay. So 5 versus 9.
He's not dispersed, so he's got a body of 4.
No, what was his dex?
His dex is 8.
8. So I need a 13. I got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 column checks.
That's a lot.
And it was 3 versus... his body is 4.
Uh-huh.
So 1, 2,
and then
plus 6 more. Is so my strength plus 6 is 9.
Oh, you knock him out.
Okay.
Wow.
He goes down.
I check out his tuxedo.
Like a lump or a wet sack?
It's just a tuxedo, as far as you can tell.
A tuxedo. Okay. Well, I haul him off to jail.
Okay.
I tell him to watch out because he's got
superpowers. Superpowers? Yeah, half the time some kind of item, so they serve him.
Maybe it's touching his butt. Anal goes.
Not that many people actually have inborn superpowers. Okay, so I guess you pretty much solved the case.
Took me long enough.
Alright, so meanwhile... So anyways...
Park open.
When the park opens...
Everything's good.
Everything's good.
Do I get tickets to go to the park when it opens now?
Yeah. Christine invites you, even though you broke her heart. But, you know, it was his fault, really.
It was his fault.
But he invites you. He still has a
dolphin. He was no good for you.
Still has a dolphin.
Exactly.
A natural dolphin love.
Dolphin?
She's as close as a woman and a fish can be without it being illegal. That's what Kevin said earlier.
Really?
What? I wouldn't write that.
It's not illegal. It's only illegal if they find out.
So what was I supposed to find earlier that would have made it more clear?
Well, it would have made it more clear there were superpowers involved, and, actually, it was supposed to be the Phantom of the Fair.
Didn't we fight him already?
Yeah.
Oh, he was the possessed suit.
Yes. So it had pretty much the same powers, except I added dispersal.
Okay.
But you weren't going in that direction because you missed a lot of them. Because it was supposed to be, so it was a fifth person.
Yes, this is a Phantom of the Fair. Just possessed suit. I thought that thing would still be in jail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he broke out. That's weird.
Yeah, everyone broke out.
Oh,
well,
everyone.
I would assume a suit.
You actually,
just hanging
you guys actually did have a suit in your headquarters.
Yeah, is it missing?
Uh huh.
Oh, wow.
Who did it? Who? Who?
Somebody that needs new money might have done it.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'll have to start investigating that. How'd the suit get free? I bet the light did it. He has a thing for super suits.
Yeah, so you're marching.
Sorry, you keep saying that every hero is really a villain.
So, huh?
So you're invited to the park.
Okay.
To watch the show, her show.
Hey, I said we should take a photograph together. Call the rumors.
What rumors?
No rumors.
No, nothing. Well, you know, the photographer should have also take a picture.
I'm a photographer.
You are?
I'm taking a picture. I'm not in superhero.
Oh, okay.
Identity right now.
Alright.
Where are you again?
Why are you stranger?
John Gilmore's secretary.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you hang around us so much?
Why do I hang around who so much?
Those heroes.
Not trying to hang around the heroes, I'm just working for my boss.
Sure.
Bopper.
I read what the light said. They're all a bunch of losers.
Losers!
He's a commune bastard, not a loser.
No, sorry.
Okay, so... Did you go to the park?
Blaster.
Sure.
Okay. So, let's see. What do you guys see? I put it up,
call it the chemo coaster.
Oh, so next week... So next week you start getting your headaches back and stuff.
I'm sorry?
You start feeling ill again.
God damn it.
Let's see what else is happening. So on your way to the dolphin area, you see a sign pointing people to the bipolar penguin exhibit.
Bipolar penguins?
Mm-hmm. Even they look happy. I know.
Alright, I gotta go see what a bipolar penguin looks like.
Half the time it's happy, half the time it's sad. I must have called on a good day.
So these are penguins. When they're happy, they're in the North Pole. When they're sad, they go to the South Pole.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really weird.
So there was a lot of time traveling.
They're actually very fast in the water.
They're
fish. Oh, wait, they're birds. They swim well.
It only takes them a day.
Well, it takes them like a month.
More than that.
What was there? They're not happy. On their way to the South Pole, if they're happy again, they go back, or?
No, they only change every 6 months.
Okay.
Well, how do you know they're happy or sad? Maybe they're just like swimming back and forth.
Well, that's what I would call them, bipolar penguins.
Right.
The happy and sad part are just marketing.
Sure. They're bipolar because they spend time at both poles.
But they seem happy when I saw them. So they must be on the north side of the park, right? They don't walk over to the south side.
I'll go check out the
that like the penguins in San Francisco that were migrating recently at the zoo.
Right?
Yeah.
Migrating from one side of the zoo to the other?
No, they were just swimming in the pool in circles constantly for like 3 weeks.
Right.
The what?
The penguins.
Were they?
At the zoo.
Migration
yeah.
season.
They were just constantly doing laps. They wouldn't get out of the water. They wouldn't get out to feed. They just kept swimming in circles for like 3 weeks.
That
wow.
became like fly fish when they catch meat.
Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go see. So the Battle of Robots is number 29.
Okay, I get it.
So it's a big grandstand, and then they have like. These are big robots. They're not actually very sophisticated. They're mostly just kind of ramming to each other.
I see.
You know, and there's your usual big hammer. They're no flippy robots.
No flipping ones?
No.
They
haven't developed those yet. Nobody's ever thought of flipping robots.
Big hammer.
You know, the camera, the drill.
Yeah, and the flamethrower.
Excuse
me. And the big blade that spins.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Also, they fight each other and some of them stick. So, it's, you know, it's at the park.
I want to build an entry for this.
Flipping, I say.
Flipping?
They always win.
Okay.
Always.
Let's see. You go see the show, the dolphin show. And it's pretty good. You know, she's got the dolphins all doing, you know, cool tricks. This is much better than Marine World.
They look happy?
Yeah, they're happy. They do stuff. They build a pyramid.
Ooh. Where's that woman that's talking?
You know, and then they, like...
They play chess.
They play chess, and then they do, like, dart toss.
Wow. That's impressive.
Play darts.
Lawn darts?
No, just, like, normal darts.
Oh, wow.
Well, most impressive. See. So then you've done the autographs and stuff. People getting on your rides and, you know, wee around. Though some kids complain. There's not very much of a beat to get right?
What do you mean? Look at it.
You convince him?
Yeah.
He talks to him and convinces him. It's really a D ticket.
Yes, yes. Of course.
It really is, Roll.
I'm a superhero.
I'm a Roll.
Clan Roll.
Should we keep right?
Well, these are kids, you know, so that's...
yeah,
that's
okay, you can convince them to speak, right?
Look at this. It's got to be a D. Unless there are no D's in a park. Come on. Right?
Well, some of the shells tend to be more... because they use the tickets everywhere.
I'll make it a D. How's that? I'll fire some random blasts as they're ready.
Like trying to get as close no. as you can
like
to
no.
people. Isn't that a D? Oops, sorry.
Is that a D now?
Oops. Sorry, sir. It's more like a D ticket for you. Alright, so do you guys want to go anywhere in particular in the park? You know, something looks interesting.
Can I actually walk around?
I'll
visit with the dolphins tomorrow.
I'll try to cut him up. No.
I'll try to get backstage at the robot.
I just try all the rides. See which one's the best.
Yeah, that's really not a good ticket.
No, well, I'll try to see which one's the best, and I'll see if I can get that one renamed.
You should have done that before the park opened.
I don't know. No, I do. The
okay.
new rat blaster. Or I can redesign this one to make it more exciting.
Okay, so you even ride on the like little one?
Huh?
The kids? Like the cobra, that little one here?
Which one? Number?
Number 8.
Number 8. Cobra.
The sex of the entrance.
So that one?
Oh, looks like a kitty ride. Even that one's better than yours.
Wow. Look at mine. That's not bad. Right? The second best ride in the whole park. Wait, what's the first, what's number one called?
Number 18, man. 18.
No. Doesn't have any loops.
Cold Roar.
So what's number one called?
Medusa.
Medusa.
At park.
No, they're pretty much all called what this is. Unless I say otherwise. But only a couple things are renamed.
Okay. So which one's the best? One? It's long, so that means it's the best.
Well,
I think four's the best.
You put what your criteria is. Apparently, the criteria is whatever makes four the best. They each have their own unique, you know.
That's true.
Things, depending on what you like in a roller coaster.
Yeah, mine's not bad. Right?
Yeah, mine's not bad. For a C.
Right. Mediocre. Okay, I'll think of some improvements and mention those to managers.
So what kind of improvements do you want?
Little blasts of radiation from...
Yeah, that's going to be hard to do.
That might be dangerous.
You're dangerous.
I have a friend who might be able to help.
Oh, so you recommend some kind of consultant?
Yeah. The non-dangerous,
You are cheap.
To make you spice it up a little bit.
I was going to say, you're going to make me easier than the workers?
No. Me? I need the money.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, you can.
I have to do it. If I have to design it, no problem.
You give them Dr. Jones' name?
Dr. Jones, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. The bill will roll in now.
Sure. And then all the kids that go on the ride start having their hair fall out.
Hey,
everything
is safe. Nobody knows anything about it yet.
To make the ride an E, there has to be self-sacrifice. Well, no, I it doesn't have to be radiation blasts.
Just full radiation.
Yeah, full radiation. It could be just light or whatever.
Yep.
And air or water. Irradiated.
Just light and you just call it radiation.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't you say I start feeling sick again?
Yeah.
Then you should have the cough looked at.
Yeah.
I did.
It's not all sudden. It's just, you know, towards the end of the week, you start getting sick again.
Okay.
I blame you.
You said that.
Yes, I did.
At least a month
ago. Didn't find anything. I was better.
You didn't miss your period?
No.
Okay. How could it be my fault then? Yeah, I don't say that.
Right.
Okay, so let's see. So you did all the rides. You go to the backstage of the battle robots. After a show, and you find Charlie Vandenhaus there.
Well,
the winning robot.
Uh oh.
She's got the coolest robot ever.
Plus, she went home. Maybe what's his name still around? I say hi. Look around. So this is how you keep him busy.
Oh, Dr. Rick. Thanks for being here. Just combines my love of robots and my love of destruction. This is cool.
Excellent. Love of destruction. Oh, that's a good sign. Perfect for my life. Perfect. What about Wally? He gets the copy. I can use more than one assistant.
So I have to get your budget increased a bit.
So you like blowing things up too, eh?
Well, not so much blowing. I mean, just more of a more of a rend and tear there type of girl.
I see. Keeping you busy here?
It's okay. But it's fun.
Say, I heard some government people coming by saying you weren't really from us. What was she saying? She was from Australia?
South Africa.
Where are you really from? North Africa.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
South Africa sounds much better.
Anything sounds better than Jersey.
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 What's
girl.
With
Jersey
girl. What's wrong with Jersey? I see what you mean. Is it Kate Wellner?
Okay.
Okay.
Not great. But I got your eyes on Park Rice.
Well, I don't know why they made the Rad Blaster a D.
Why the Rad Blaster a D? It's just not that good.
Wait till you see the improvement.
Yeah, it needs something more.
Well, there might be an opening in my lab sometime soon.
What?
I'll do some checking if you want.
Sure.
Next time Elon Humanit comes looking for her,
he'll
know who to blow up.
Who?
Yeah.
Always me.
Oh,
well. Speaking of Elon, you know whatever happened to that cocksucker?
You really know how to talk to the lady?
The who, the what?
You think you could get banned by the Comic Code Authority.
Oh, yeah. We are a comic book.
Did the Comic Code Authority not show up until, like, the 50s?
Yeah. Something like that.
murderous bastard. I think they'll fit.
Murderous bastard. Murderous fiend.
But he blew stuff up real good with the robot.
True.
She should dig that.
I don't know if he disappeared after the bomb.
She's digging.
Haven't heard from him since.
She's digging along.
Yeah, it was a bit of that.
Yeah. Boy, it's kind of old, right?
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's got experience enough to handle it.
It's a youthless experience.
Yep. Okay, so are you going to do anything special after the dolphin show? You want to see something?
I'd go see the penguin.
So you want to see the bipolar?
I'll check out most of the animals and stuff.
When you try the best way in the whole
Actually, park. That's true. When you've seen the bipolar penguin, you know, they seem to be...
Happy?
After a while,
they start walking towards the south.
They start walking. They all bunch away towards the corner.
Okay.
And you look. And there's a guy in a shark suit staring at the penguin.
What the?
And he looks at you, and then he walks away, and then the penguin's left alone.
That's really odd.
Penguins say sharks.
Also, ask at the office, if they, you know, who's the guy in the shark suit?
Why that?
There's no guy in a shark suit!
No, there's a guy in a shark suit. That's just...
Bob, the shark guy.
Bob, the weird guy. The weird shark guy. No, it's just, you know, some kind of Bob.
Is he supposed to be in the penguin habitat?
He's a Mickey Mouse. He's
well,
everywhere.
I mean, he's supposed to, you know, he, you know, like, all the... We have, like, whatever, I don't know, 20 characters just wandering around. They're supposed to just wander around and, you know, talk to the kids and stuff.
Was he actually inside where the
penguins are? He wasn't molesting a kid again.
Was he actually inside where the penguins are?
No, he was like in the tourist area, like, you know, just watching the penguins.
Well, all the penguins seemed afraid of him.
Yeah, it's a shark.
Well, I guess he is a shark. But I thought we already told him not to go bug like the penguins, and animals don't like sharks.
Land shark.
Well, you should probably talk to him again.
Yeah.
Do I know about his missing shark people?
No one knows. No one knows.
Okay. No one knows, although you did fight the shark once.
That's
yeah,
true.
But we caught him, right?
You did caught him.
That was just some weird supervillain guy.
Yeah, the second one.
But nobody knows about that one.
Oh, I do.
You do.
Nobody else knows. Okay, well then I don't have any reason to think it's weird.
Nope, you don't.
But it was the suit, right, when you told him the first time?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the suit.
Can't be a shark.
It's hard to tell. I mean, you know, they're pretty good too.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Not like, you know, just a guy with a shark head. You know, it's a full suit.
Yeah, but...
Or the glistening mic.
Wait a minute. How good is it?
Oh, he was right next to you, so it's hard to tell.
Huh. Can I find him? I walk around the park. Where am I going to try all the rides?
Well, make a roll.
It's a very good suit. You try to pull it off, it won't come off. 12?
When you're on a ride, you know, you see him once.
Wait.
Walking.
Okay. Did you see me?
No. Just walking around looking at people and stuff. He doesn't seem to, you know, stop.
Talk to people?
Yeah.
Trying to find them. Excuse me, sir. Did you call me? Why trying to find me?
Okay, so you find them eventually. So you're talking. You are now wandering the park again.
Can I find him?
You find him eventually. He's walking one way. Like, away from you.
Oh, excuse me. Hello.
Stop.
Hi. Hi.
Is Turns around. Good to see you.
Have we met before? You look familiar. Do I detect radiation?
Yes, he's radiation.
Whoa. talk to you for a second?
I don't think I know you.
You might, actually. Because I seem to know, one of your brother, sister, friend?
Probably know.
Are we like...
Are you Shrek 8274?
Are there people around? Is it, like, crowded?
It's pretty fast going over.
I'm gonna be closer. Are you from another lab? I know that now.
He goes berserk. He'll never take me back. I just thought he could go different. You know, he could just say... He could just be kind of friendly and, you know, trying to hide from the lab. But no, he goes to the...
I kill you!
But yeah, I think it would have more amusing. Yeah, hiding. He just goes fell. But no, he just goes berserk because, you know.
Don't make me go back there, please!
Wait. Take it easy.
He says, I'm not gonna go back! And he attacks you.
Wait.
Make a roll.
Stop
or
shoot.
Stop or. Stop or. Oh,
well. Drop it! Yeah!
Those knives.
Yeah.
Drop those teeth.
58. Oh, you are smarter, so you go first.
He doesn't get a surprise attack?
I think Rad was expecting something like this.
So, can I just fly up so he can get to me?
Sure.
Assuming he can't fly.
And
no range attacks.
Right, sure.
I'll just fly up and I'll stay up. Wait, hold on a minute. I'm not trying to take you in. I want to ask you some questions.
No! Then you blast you.
Wait a minute. It's a damn shark! Can I use my,
He uses a mind ring.
Whoa.
Which goes against your instant mind.
Int and mind,
I believe you're smart.
So you have like a 9-inch or 7-inch?
8.
And your mind is...
5.
Okay, 8 and 5.
Takes you out with one blow.
I got you with one. Sweet. No. Some good.
9 points.
9 points?
Yeah.
I should improve my name.
I guess I can
block
5
points. They weren't supposed to be in your senior status.
I know, but...
it is fine.
That new order is different. You know...
It's just strength and body that is a big deal. Everything else can go up.
Yeah, anyone who's... Maybe I should raise my mind. No. So I can take 5 points of that, right?
Yep.
6. Yeah. Down to 1 now.
It's like a mental blast from his mind hits you.
Jeez.
Mentally stuns you. Oh, yeah, you are stunned. You sure you want to stay up?
Stay up what? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you sure you want to stay conscious? Because he's just going to hit you again.
Not necessarily.
You're stunned, so you're not going to do anything next round.
At all?
Yeah. You're going to lose your next, basically your next turn.
I can't do anything?
Yeah.
At all?
At all.
Not there.
Okay.
I can't even say things?
You can mumble something, sure. Act like, you know, you're staggered. You not trying to kill you.
Wait, no.
I'm excited. And then he hits you again.
Can you roll a double 1?
Sure. But he doesn't.
Or double 8.
Double 0.
No, he doesn't have a 9.
Another 9?
Yeah.
So I can take away 5 more points and just get down. You know what?
Sure.
Maybe I shouldn't take those damage. I should use 20 points to get up next time.
Sure, you can do that too.
Should I do that? That'd be more efficient, right?
probably.
I'll do that, and I'll just slow down last round.
Okay. So last round you fall down.
Before I hit the ground.
So you went to 0. Because he's not trying to fit. Yeah.
I'm going to use 20 points.
You're going to come awake? You sure?
Yeah.
Perhaps you come awake naturally?
What?
I don't know.
Not in front of my fan. I have to roll like 5 versus something, right?
5 versus 0. So you need at least a 4.
Okay.
Okay, so you get all your points back.
So wait!
Oh, you get up. Wait!
Don't attack.
People start screaming. Ah! Someone's attacking Rad.
This one's Todd. I had to roll initiative last
time. So meanwhile, so you're still talking to Charlie? Or are you going to do something else?
Probably still be talking to Charlie.
Okay.
Unless I hear a commotion.
Not yet.
Okay.
Over some other part of the park. Let's see. And then Donald is wandering around still.
Oh, wait.
Looking at a different animal thing.
What?
I don't need to black him, right? I thought I have that thing that I developed.
Not with you.
I'm doing that with me all the time?
No.
Isn't it small?
No.
No?
I think you developed... I'm not too sure exactly what you developed. It was like... it's like a serum against
dark
a...
Dark gun.
And shark dark
yeah.
gun.
Yeah. And it's a shark dark gun. But, you know, you're a rat. What do you need a dark gun for?
I said, wait.
What's the chance of you being a shark out here? In water world.
Impossible.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
Impossible.
Unbelievable. Alright, so you are looking through the one. Animal things. So you notice a... There's like a woman in a... She's wearing a... Like a...
Thong?
Like a leopard, cheetah, leopard suit, you know.
Okay.
She's not the cheetah. Damn it. Oh, well.
I wonder who it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Because she has, like, two lines next to her. And, like...
What? Three lines?
Yeah, they're two lines.
Okay.
And
Waterworld?
Yeah. Waterworld's other animals. It's not like, you know, elephants and monkeys. They have a whole tiger section over here. Tigers and lions.
Wow. So they swim, right?
And yeah. Bears, oh my.
If you throw them in the water, they're sea lions.
sea lions and seahorse.
Sea elephants.
Sea elephants too.
And then some, like, South Couple Park security guys go up to her and so she has to, like, take her lions and leave.
What?
She's not with the park?
Apparently not.
Take her lion and leave?
They argue for a bit.
And they attack.
And then she attacks and slashes them both. And they fall down bleeding.
Uh-oh.
To death.
Sure.
Okay.
People start screaming.
Well, you notice that the heads are not attached anymore. The heads are separate from the bodies. The vicious claws.
Alright, so you're fighting the shark, you're fighting the mysterious villain. you haven't heard anything yet. So, okay, so we'll do... I'll just go left to right. So do initiative.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, can I do my quick change somewhere, or am I out in the open?
You can run somewhere, do a quick change, or well... And do that this round.
Okay.
Actually, yeah. Okay, you do that.
Well, if they're
while she's.
Well, if they're bleeding.
Doing something.
They're bleeding to death. After
yeah, I'll take a few minutes to kill them. Supposed to die.
All right.
Die.
But the heads are attached.
All right, I'll do that then.
Just a little bit.
So you change?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So make an initiative roll.
Forty-six.
She laughs maniacally.
Run! Run! Do you have a cheetah?
Uh-oh. Now we know who it is.
The cheater?
So what do you want to do?
Run over and help the guards.
Okay, so you start to... make a roll.
11.
Okay, so you stop the bleeding. Alright, you...
And
initiative.
See, I'll get you evil villain, or something like that. That sounds appropriate.
And your little kitty, too.
55.
You go first.
He looks like he's still attacking, right?
Yeah.
Wait, I just want to talk.
That is, after all, his MO.
Wait, he attacked me first, right? Wait, can I wait for him to react before I attack?
Yeah, but you'll have a negative. Yeah, you could do that. Well, no, you got two cultures to get the penalty.
Screw that. My friend, Joel.
Sure. The other one was tough. This guy's going to be tough, too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take him down, actually.
I don't think so, either.
That phantom suit's going to really start hitting me now.
That's true.
I've defeated him twice now. Yeah. But now I'll be more aware to be looking out for evil Tuxedo.
Okay, so what's his dex?
He's got a dex of 9.
9? Then you have 13 to hit?
Yeah, because you're not trying to kill him.
Yeah.
That is your weakness.
Yeah.
And you're a dude.
If I did try to kill him...
Well, you're pretty tough.
I missed.
He... I think you can do this, though, which would be most unfortunate for you.
Done that.
Get rid of all the units and fight standards.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Okay. So he puts up a force field, and then he mind drains you again.
Okay. Hey, I can
Mark 2 is always stronger.
Is this your radiation?
It is, yeah, radiation.
I can't absorb it.
Well,
it's pretty tough.
Pretty much all radiation. So you can absorb if you have energy absorption.
I don't know how that works, so I don't know.
It doesn't work very well when you only have like 1 point.
Excellent. So no rolls required? It just works?
Yeah, it just kind of works.
Never mind. Probably not going to have to work.
Oh, no, he can't. So basically, you subtract the RAPs from your APs from the RAPs of his attack. Unless the RAPs are more.
In which case, nothing will happen.
In which case, he doesn't work. So, if an attack does 1 point of damage to you, you can absorb it.
Pointless.
If it does more than that, you can't.
It's pointless, right? Unless it's really high.
Unless it's higher, yeah. You need it like a 5 or 6. Because it's however much damage you take, so. It's not the APs of the attack, it's the APs of the effect.
APs of the
effect. So how much damage they do to you, then you can try to absorb that. Yeah, RAP.
So,
which is usually less.
Can you use hero points to take out some and then absorb the rest or not? Or is it just whatever it is?
Yeah.
You could.
Well, actually, does that make sense?
I don't know.
So it doesn't
just subtract from the damage,
you know? Well,
it tries to subtract from the damage.
Yeah, unless it's higher. doesn't.
Okay. So basically, if you go to take damage
if
anyway.
If you have a 2-point absorb and somebody hits you for 3 damage, that does nothing, but
yeah.
It'll hit you for 1 or 2.
Yeah. So I'm asking, can you spend like 2 points to take off like 1 point of damage and absorb the rest?
Yeah, I'll let you do that. I might change it later once you have it higher.
Yeah, with that 10.
But now, yeah, you need anything. Any help? 3 little points? Alright, so he tries to hit you.
Trying, huh?
Well, it's pretty easy. God, he's rolling 50s and higher. Another 9 points.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay.
Use another 20 points.
What? You're going to use 20 points to get up? Well, you can stay down.
There's still people around, right?
Yeah. The people are running away, but yeah, there's still people around. I don't think, you know, not too many people actually watching you.
But there could be.
Could be.
But
you know.
They all have faith in you to defeat the evil shark monster.
In the end, you know. They understand that heroes get beaten, you know, and then in Act 2, and then in Act 2, they come back.
Bitter, and
9 points, huh? Maybe it's nah.
And I chased the wrong dude. Who did I chase?
Sportsmaster?
Yeah. I have to
get a vendetta against him.
Yeah.
Use another 20 points?
Absolutely. I would.
You would?
No, you wouldn't.
You're lying.
He's lot of master.
How many people are around?
No, like a dozen.
Okay, 20 points. Dozen people, okay?